This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you, Earl. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fin. Jeremy Chinn, the latest free agent signed by the Commanders. The career Carolina Panther. 4 years with the Thurs. 26 years old. Former 64th overall pick in round two. 2020 was named the second best rookie defensive player in the league behind Chase Young. Made 117 tackles and scored 2 touchdowns that year. That was his best season, though. Since then, 107, 70, and 30 tackles. In fact, his production in terms of tackles, if you're into that, has gone down every year. He's had 1 sack each season. He had the 2 touchdowns and 2 fumble recoveries as a rookie, so accounted for, you know, a couple of splash big-time plays, 4 combined forced and recovered fumbles. But since that first season, he has not hit that number again. 2 combined plays involving fumbles. Over the rest of his career, he had a pick in each of his first 2 seasons, none in the last 2 years, and he's missed a lot of games. So I'd like to think when he can make up to $5 million, he might be a starter. But if that's more like, you know, 1 year, $2.5-3 million, maybe he just comes in and competes with Percy Butler and whatever else they got planned. Like, right. This is not a definite starter to me. This is more of a nice player you add for some depth defensively.
I think that's the summary, right? Again, this is the one example of free agency where Ron Rivera, I think, was successful. One could argue Curtis Samuel, though he never did what they thought he would do. But Ronald Darby, right? This is that plan. Guy coming off a really down year that at one point had, you know, skyrocketing aspirations. He was the defensive rookie of the year runner-up in admittedly a weak class. But still, that's how you start your career off, as a guy that had a couple of touchdowns, some fumble recovers, interceptions, making some big plays, is kind of this, you know, hybrid box safety linebacker in small packages and, you know, doing a little bit of everything. It hasn't gone according to plan. He needs a rejuvenation. He needs kind of a cleanse to get out of that stink that is Carolina, which may now be, you know, the worst organization in the sport. And Washington needs a little bit of depth, and it's a low risk signing to me. Again, when you do something for 1 year, that's fine. It tells you kind of the plan is they are not trying to fix everything right now this minute. They are looking at a multi-year situation. They'll be better this year than they were last year, a dubious honor for a 4-win club. But this isn't we're trying to do a bunch of game breakers, game changers, and win right now this second with a roster overhaul.
The strangest thing to me about the moves, or the one thing I'm curious about, are the number of 1-year deals. There have been a lot of 1-year contracts, which is strange. But I guess on one hand, when you've got a lot of money, a 1-year deal makes sense because you don't have to push.
You could have a lot of money in a year and 2 years, 3 years.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you don't have to. If you wanted, I'm just going to say Jeremy Chinn, in another year where you didn't have a lot of money and you wanted to sign him, you could sign him for like 2 years and $8 million or something, where his cap number this year is 1.5 or 2, and then it's 5+ next season, where you kind of break it up that way. This way, you just pay him for services rendered, we'll reassess in a year. But I guess I just would have thought that, you know, there'd be a little more continuity longer term in what they're trying to do. But it's pretty obviously this is an indictment against just the way they view the roster. They feel like they need to add professional NFL talent. They need to add depth. And so they've signed 12 guys. Assuming all 12 make the team, I mean, when the season begins, just since last week, this is 22% of the team. They're almost at a quarter of the roster that they've signed now in free agency. They're completely going to reshape this thing. You're going to add another potential at least 8, I would say, maybe 9 players in the draft that make the squad. That's 40% of your roster, just in what they've done already. They could still sign a tackle or a corner. I think they're going to sign at least 1, if not both of those things. But 40%, mean, so this is just going to be a very different looking team of the free agents. Ertz was a one-year deal. Armstrong multiple. Biotish multiple. Luvu multiple. Eckler was a two-year deal they could get out of. McManus was 1 year. Allegretti multiple. Farrell was 1 year. Mariota was 1 year. Fowler was 1 year. And now Chin. So six of the 12 signings were one-year deals.
Tell me if you disagree with this. But it seems to me, reading the tea leaves and looking at these signings, this feels like, remember we asked the question a couple of weeks ago, we've kind of actually, not just a couple of weeks ago, we've been asking this sort of throughout the process. New regime comes in, does their assessment of the roster. If they go, you know what, this was just bad coaching, this was just a bad regime, if we add a couple of pieces, we could compete in a division this year. We could compete in a down NFC really, really soon. This tells me they looked at the roster and went, we can't fix everything in this one offseason. We need to start a program, and it's going to take a minute. It tells me that they think they're pretty far away. That's how this reads to me.
Further explain that. So in other words, I don't know how you like why those dots are connected.
Here's how. If you're close, you go big ticket hunting. You go right now. You call Cincinnati for T. Higgins.
We all knew they weren't going to do that because they aren't close.
Well, you know what I mean. So if this regime comes and goes, they need a couple pieces, and we're ready to compete right now. Then they'll go and make starting caliber multi-year signings, spend some of their money, et cetera. These are nothing but placeholders for the most part. I mean, Dorrance Armstrong, I think Luvu and maybe Biotish are viewed differently with more significant monies going to them. But for the most part, these guys, as you said, are on one-year deals, two-year deals with easy outs after a year. It's basically saying, we need to upgrade the talent with some placeholders. We can't fix everything in one offseason. We're going to take multiple years to try to build this thing. That's how it looks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know that there was another way forward with or why anyone would think anything else about this roster. So yeah, I can subscribe to what you're selling there, I suppose. I mean, I think you could have done that too, though, with multiple year deals. To me, the 1 year contracts aren't the reason for that. Now, why are they doing? And it's six out of the 12. It's not like they're all 1 year deals. Ertz, I think it could just be an age thing. That's a veteran you bring in here to maybe help the room, or if you feel like you might draft the tight end, he can help develop that guy. McManus, you could find a kicker. I mean, with all due respect to that position, you could have signed him to a 3 or 4 year deal, and maybe you will part of the way through the season. But I don't care if you sign a kicker to a 1 year deal and you're in the market every year. McManus is going to be available. Farrell, to me, that's just he's a depth guy. He may end up starting for them if they don't go get an edge. But there's always going to be a Cleveland Farrell that you could sign for 1 year on the cheap who can come in and play, 42% of snaps or whatever. So I guess I don't have really any problem with the types of 1 year contracts they're signing. With a younger player like Chin, if you could have gone 3-12 or something and had the hits spread out a little bit, that would have made a little more sense. But I wonder if it also speaks to Danny, and I'm just spitballing with you out loud right now. Maybe they're not in love with these guys as building blocks. And to your
point,
that's
exactly how it looks to me. Yeah.
It's just he's better than what we got. So let's see. Let's see how he is in our defense. Or maybe Joe Witt Jr. or Dan Quinn goes, I think I can make Jeremy Chin really good. I think I can get you 120 tackles, two picks, three forced fumbles, and we could turn him into a good safety. And Adam Peters goes, I'm not really seeing it, but we could get him on the cheap for a year. Let's see. How many of the six guys on the one-year deals is a risk to really get good money after this, though? Maybe Chin? Anybody else? Fowler, if he has 7.5 sacks, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, as a situational pass rusher, maybe
Mariota
somebody.
Mariota, to me, same as kicker, right? That's a one-year veteran quarterback who makes no money. That's Brissett last year, Mariota this year. You could always do that. So the guys that are the core that they've given any real money to were all multi-year additions.
Right.
The rest of them are just kind of back of the roster depth pieces.
Yeah, and it takes two to tango on this too, right? I mean, someone like Cleveland Farrell, who at one point top 10 pick, I think I see the terms now, $3.75 million is what SpotRack is saying. So you say to him, you're not blocked by anybody. It's KJ Henry and Andre Jones and probably seven dudes with hyphenated last names. No one's a threat to take minutes away from you right now. You'll probably get a chance to play. Prove it. You'll go somewhere else and get money, and we'll get decent play out of you, right? It'll elevate the room. I think that's a reasonable thing, but you have to have someone who wants to do that, right? Guys whose reputations have been damaged. See Chin, see maybe Fowler, see Farrell in that regard, right? You have to give them a chance in that platform to do it. The 49ers don't really have time for that,
right? The Ravens don't really have time for that. A team picking second in the draft who stinks, whose roster stinks, absolutely has time for that.
What do you guys make of this one-year deal thing? 6 out of 12 now of these contracts with free agents, one-offs. Let's go to Charles in Capitol Heights. Charles, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Chilling.
I'm fine with the way they're doing things. I like all the pickups. When I'm at work, I work in a secured area. And when I came out and I saw a long snapper head guy sign, I said, please be done paid him more money than Danny wanted them to pay him so he can go off today. So I'm cool with everything they've done so far. It can't be no worse.
Thanks,
what
buddy.
Ron Rivera was doing.
Yeah, going 4-13 is going to be hard unless the rookie quarterback they draft is a disaster for sure. I mean, they're adding talent. They're adding football players who are NFL players. This is all I wanted Rivera and the Martys to do. 2 years ago, when the first day of free agency with some money, all they did was Andrew Norwell, I was pissed. Last year, when the first day of free agency with some money, they claimed Cameron Dantzler. And they gave a couple million dollars to Danny Johnson. And they brought in Nick Gates and Andrew Wiley after he gave up 9 sacks for the Chiefs. And gave Cody Barton $3 million. It wasn't good enough for me. Please be aggressive. Your job is on the line here. You will be fired if you don't win. Please care to get better quickly. And I understand there was an ownership change and maybe you didn't have the ability to spend a lot of money. You don't have to spend a ton of money to just get a little bit better. How many of these deals that the Commanders have made where they've upgraded from bad positions and they're not giving up a lot of money are kind of exactly what we talked about at any point last year? Just try to advance, try to achieve, try to add players. And a lot of people are hitting me up, the kind of, I would say, vocal minority about, well, none of these guys are that good. These are all backup types. Some of them are. You know, a lot of them are. I think Dorrance Armstrong's going to be a good edge. I think Biotis will be a solid center. I happen to really love Frankie Louvu. I think he's going to be a fun player defensively that people are going to think is awesome. There's a chance that Eckler helps you a lot in the third down pass-catching role. McManus is going to be an important piece as a kicker. Allegretti, we'll see. Allegretti's going to start at left guard. Maybe that's a bit of a dud. We have to find that out. He's been a backup for much of his career. But I'm giving Peters the benefit of the doubt that they feel pretty good guaranteeing him $9 million to be a starter. But otherwise, you know, Chin, Ott, Fowler, Mariota. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it hurts. Like, if you were expecting Pro Bowlers, you didn't hear Adam Peters on our show. And as much as I was frustrated when we had him on, when he came on and said we're not going to have a spending spree, my annoyance was, as I said, if they sit around for 2 days and do nothing.
And do the Rivera bit.
It's the opposite of what has happened. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what I was hoping for. Minus maybe, as I said, where they went Dorrance Armstrong and Cleland Farrell at end, I would have gone Bryce Huff and Dorrance Armstrong, which would have meant a couple, you know, a splash addition, and I'd have a few less bucks in cap space laying around right now. You know, where they went Jeremy Chinn, maybe I go a little bit better at safety. But while I'm shopping in a slightly more expensive aisle, maybe in a couple of spots, this is all I was asking for from Rivera for 3 years when he just elected not to do this, and from this group. It's been 24 hours into the free agency period, and 12 new players, I would say, I don't know, 7 to 9 of which at least are going to probably start for
contribute
them
in some way, yeah,
this year, and all 12 are going to contribute other than Mariota, hopefully. I'm fine with it. And they're not, if they did a Jacksonville bit where they just threw a bunch of crazy money at these guys and it's like, Cleveland Farrell just got $9 million. What in the hell are they doing? Well, I guess they have the money. What? Austin Eckler just got 2 years and $15 million? Like, that's not what they're doing at all.
No. The value has been there. Again, there's one, I would call, I don't want to have the right term for this. See what you think. Upside risk, maybe, where they're taking a guy in Allegretti who hasn't really performed all that much, not a lot on tape, and basically giving him semi-starter money, decent front of the market, not for top of the market, but, you know, making him a mid-market guard in terms of, you know, promoting him a little bit. That's not that big a risk. You know what I mean? This is not signing William Jackson. This is not Jeremiah Trotter. This is not, you know, some disastrous signing. Or if it doesn't work, okay. You know what I mean? This is very manageable in terms of the risk and in terms of their design.
All right, let's do this next. You get one of the Commanders now dozen signings that you get to crown as the best so far. And then one you get to veto. I kind of like the idea of a veto power.
Ooh.
You get to say, nope, we're not doing that. I'm not signing off on that. Came to your desk, President, and you are using the presidential veto power to say, not on my watch. Which move are you using your veto on? 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. You can line up your calls at 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Favorite move and the move you would veto of the 12 free agent additions for the Commanders so far. Kick off your future with the law firm of Kendorian Murad, the official G&D show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will, and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, DP. My pops was over there with them yesterday.
Yes.
Fairfax office. I got a text. Just left Kendorian Murad Law Office. What a pleasant experience. Terrific team. Kia was consummate pro, explaining everything on our documents with a comfortable, plain, and easy-to-understand discussion. Now, you wonder, did he do this for a testimonial? This is just how thorough my dad is. But also, it works for a testimonial.
At the same time.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they had a great experience. My guy Kia took good care of them. It is time right now to play a little game. Danny, I'm going to do you a solid, and I'm going to let you sit this one out.
Oh, thank goodness.
For a couple reasons. A, I feel like a lot of times you hate playing my games.
All true.
But B, the voice and everything. So
yeah.
We're going to let Darius go head-to-head with Ryan to find out who is the king when it comes to knowledge on the new Commanders free agency classes, colleges that they played for. Who is going to be the show king? It'll be a fun, it'll be a quick little game. No pressure. So, I want you to say your name when you want to chime in for the answer, if you would please do that. Okay? We will start with Zach Ertz. What college did he go to? So far, so good.
This is going to be tough.
This is,
All right.
There's.
I was looking for Stanford. We were looking for Stanford.
Oh, there it is.
All right, Dorrance Armstrong. What college did Dorrance Armstrong go to?
Ryan.
Yes.
Tulane.
Wrong. Kansas. Minus 1 point for Ryan.
Mm. Ooh, that's tough.
Darius, would you like to guess, or are you going to stay at zero?
I'll stay at zero. I feel good about that.
Darius is winning.
Dorrance Armstrong went to Kansas.
Kansas.
Was looking for Kansas. Now it's time for Tyler Biotish. I mentioned it on the show a couple times yesterday. I don't know if you guys listened to the show yesterday. Just the three of us here. Where did Tyler Biotish go to school?
This is tough.
Big Ten. Anybody want to take a guess? Big Ten?
Ryan.
Yes.
Indiana.
Wrong. -2 points for Ryan. Hmm. Darius, if you don't guess at all, you might win this game. Was looking for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Ah.
Was looking for Wisconsin. All right. Next. Frankie Louvu. Where did Frankie Louvu go to college? It was mentioned on the show yesterday a few times.
Ryan.
Yes.
Washington State.
That is correct. Ryan is at -1.
Here we go.
I like the aggressiveness. It really makes the segment work. Darius, you're just sitting in the pocket turning down receivers right now.
He's buzzing in before me. What can I do?
All right.
Buzzing earlier.
-1 for Ryan, 0 for Darius. All right, next. Oh, they're not getting this one. This is Austin Eckler's music, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Eckler.
Ryan.
Yes.
Western Colorado.
I'm going to give it to you. Western State, Colorado.
Thank you.
I don't know how you got that, but we're back to zero.
Back at zero.
Back at zero.
Darius, you going to chime in or check in?
I was actually going to guess that. He just buzzed in so fast.
Okay. Yeah. So it's 0-0, the circuitous route
We got
for Ryan, but he's back in the game. Next up, new kicker Brandon McManus. Where did Brandon McManus go to school?
Darius.
Yes.
He went to Texas Tech.
He did not. Mm. He went to Temple. Was looking for Temple. Darius -1. Ryan at 0. At some point, somebody will have positive points, I believe.
I don't know about that.
Who's the first 1-1?
I doubt it.
Nick Allegretti, your new starting left guard. Anybody know where Nick Allegretti went to college?
I wish I could help you out here. No chance. No chance.
Darius.
Do you want to do this?
Are you sure?
I don't want to do this. But
then I wouldn't do it if you're just completely guessing.
All right.
It's up to you.
I'll stay at -1.
The Fighting Illini. He went to Illinois.
I was gonna guess that.
All right. This one you guys should be able to get. Cleland Farrell. Where did he go to college?
Ryan.
Top 5 pick.
Ryan.
Yes.
Clemson.
That is correct. Darius, you had that one, right?
Yeah, sure.
You didn't?
I thought for some reason he went to like Nevada or something like that. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is Ryan at 1 and Darius is at -1?
I think it's what we got.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, he's pulling away. Next up, buzzer's ready?
Buzzer's ready.
Marcus Mariota.
Ryan.
Yes.
Oregon.
Ryan might just lap the field.
Wow.
2-1.
This is like the stadium game, except the opposite.
All right. This one's easy as well, so get ready. Dante Fowler.
Ryan.
Yes.
Florida.
Wow, Darius is getting mollywopped right now. Is that 4?
That's 3 or 4.
3.
He's streaking right now.
3-1, a 4-point deficit. Okay, you guys definitely know this one. Long snapper Tyler Ott. Where did he go to college?
Darius.
Yes.
He went to Minnesota.
Wrong. He went to Harvard. -2 for Darius.
Oof.
A very large lead for Ryan at this point. And
that's
brings us to the final player, Jeremy Chinn. Where did free agent edition number 12, Jeremy Chinn, go to college?
I guess I have to take a chance. Darius.
Yes.
I have a guess after this.
Jeremy Chinn went to Syracuse.
Wrong.
Ryan.
-3 or -4, whatever you are.
It's a directional Illinois. It's northern or southern. Southern Illinois.
He is a Saluki. Ryan pulls it. How did you know Jeremy Chinn's college? Was that a little research you did in the last hour?
No. It was actually, this is a debate that my friend and I have had for years and years and years about
Where he went to college
and Jeremy Chinn. Oh. So I've looked at his Pro Football Reference page a lot over the years. I used to be not a Jeremy Chinn guy, but I am a Jeremy Chinn guy.
Clary, this was a long time in the making. We have found your game. After Darius just kicked your teeth in a bunch in our last several games, you just embarrassed him, destroyed him.
I'm a college guy.
I feel bad a little bit.
Are you a big college guy?
I do like college football.
I'm not a big college guy. So you just smoked me out. Look at that.
You don't say.
It's hard to tell, right?
Well, good round, everybody. I thought you guys both did really well and was very competitive.
That's a lie.
I'm just trying to be nice.
You shouldn't lie to people.
I only knew 4, but I would also say that Ryan was so damn quick getting in that I might not have been able to get to those 4.
Danny, your favorite move the Commanders made.
Tyler Biotish, he plays offensive line, and they signed him to play offensive line. Yes, I need a center. He's in his 20s. This is so correct. I'm so excited about it. He plays NFL football. He's an offensive lineman. As opposed to being terrible at that spot, they're now fine. That's all I wanted.
Frankie Louvu season.
That's your one seed?
I love Frankie Louvu. Not a guy that, like, I knew his name and knew of him. Not a guy I knew a whole lot about prior to, you know, yesterday afternoon in terms of what his strengths were and how he could affect Washington. I just think he's the type of dude where, again, this is not all 22. I'm not pretending to watch tape. But just game pass. Watch a Panthers game. Try not to notice him. Good luck. You'll lose. He is so violent and so physical. That's my kind of dude. Big, big fan. The veto power you would use. What move would you veto if you were going to get rid of one of them?
There's nothing I hate, to be honest with you, right? So just for the spirit of the exercise, it might be Nick Allegretti, even though, again, I don't hate it at all.
Offensive lineman was your theory. I thought that was why Biadasz got the win. They signed an O-lineman.
He hasn't done it, and that always scares me for guys that don't have much of a resume, and they're paying him like a middle-of-the-road starter, I would say, maybe even on the plus side of a starter. That's the only one I would veto. Again, I wouldn't, though, in real life. But for the purpose of the exercise, if I have to get rid of one, I guess that's what I would do.
I'm debating between, you can help me with this, Cleveland Farrell, the defensive end, or Marcus Mariota. Farrell's just a depth guy, one-year deal, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mariota, backup quarterback. But I think there's plenty of backup quarterbacks you could pay $6 million to that are every bit as good as Mariota. And I think it complicates the QB conversation a bit going forward, specific to Sam Howell, who I'm not telling you I ever want him to be the guy again, but I would like Sam Howell to be the backup and to be on the roster probably. Like, I think Sam Howell, if you give him four starts weeks 1 through 4 next year for Cliff Kingsbury, will be better than Marcus Mariota. So by giving Mariota six times what Howell makes, kind of makes me think you're sliding him down the depth chart. Maybe you move on from him. He's actually got upside. Mariota doesn't. So I guess I've talked myself into Mariota over Farrell. But like Farrell, they've signed three free agent defensive ends. He's my third favorite of the three. And I still hope that they go get an impact edge rusher early in the draft.
I smell what you're cooking there. I mean, I'm not my quarterback concern starts and ends with whoever they take at number two. Or somehow if they trade back, et cetera. So you're right that there's plenty of replacement level guys with some starting experience that have been relegated to backups. Quarterback, that tier is ripe and bountiful. There's plenty of dudes there. But I've kind of moved on in terms of my Sam Howell concern, but I smell what you're cooking there in terms of making it complicated.
Let's go to Ellis, who's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. Ellis, how are you?
Hello, we here?
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
How's it going? Sorry, I had a call coming real quick.
All good.
Love the show. My favorite is Tyler Biadasz. I love that we got, as Danny said, a young offensive lineman that can probably build something. I actually hate every other signing. It looks like we got a whole bunch of below average players, and to me, it looks like we're about to start tanking. So I'm hating everything else.
You got to give me more than that. Like, so what don't you like about, Dorrance Armstrong as an example at a third of what Montez Sweat got, basically, to go get you 9 sacks? Or why are you out on a guy who caught 100 balls a couple years ago as a running back?
I mean, you guys have already said it. He's old. He's old. Is he going to be in
29,
on the team in 3 years? Are we going to be good next year? Are these players enough to get us a win? Like, if it were me, if I was GM, I would have went after Saquon. Like, you put Saquon, you overpay for Saquon, but Saquon by himself would have got us 4 or 5 wins by himself, right? Like,
well, he
none
didn't
of these
get the Giants that. Why didn't he get the Giants that? I had no interest in $13 million a year as a running back, but I appreciate the thought. And I'm glad you answered the question.
Yeah, so if the point is we wanted to get a lot better quickly, they absolutely, I think, could have done that. I don't know that that's something that you could disagree with. But I think the point isn't to get a little bit better quickly. I think the point is to try to build something great. And this is a patient approach to free agency. I know fans have been really patient for a long time, and this group is asking you for more, just at least through their actions. They'll be better than they were last year, but it's probably not going to be what everybody wants.
If you want to tell us which move you liked most, which you would veto, you could do that 800-636-1067. 106.7. Some other huge moves in the NFL today we can get into, and a quick look at the NFC East, where the Cowboys have been dormant, but the Giants and the Eagles have been moving and shaking. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We are out of here at 6 o'clock tonight because the Nats are taking over the airwaves right at the top of the hour for some spring training baseball from West Palm Beach, so make sure you are locked in. Normally, you are live and local with the daytime lineup through 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Junks give you the first 4 hours. B. Mitch and Finley kill it for four, and then your boys try to just try to keep the momentum going.
Trying to not mess it up.
That's what we're trying to do. We got the juggernaut in the morning. We got the boys in the middays who crush it. And then we just try to keep the train on the tracks. But today, we're out of here a little early.
Just a normal length of a show.
6 p.m.er for your pals, G&D. By the way, I have a big fantasy baseball draft tonight.
Oh, really?
Excited about that. It is the league at this. I've whittled all my fantasy baseball down to just like the one league that I've put my time and energy into. And the draft is tonight.
Auction?
It is.
Is it roto or head-to-head?
Now, this is a rotisserie. No. I'm wrong about it. This is head-to-head.
Mm.
It's very much head-to-head.
Mm.
Yeah.
I am way more of a roto guy than I am a head-to-head guy when it comes to the fantasy baseballs. I don't like the fluctuations. Like, I go up against some guy that's got a starting pitcher that the calendar works for him.
Yeah.
So he gets 2 starts in a week, and then I can't possibly win half the categories. I'm a roto guy when it comes to it. But if the league's got tradition, you can't buck that.
End of the hour, Tom Papa Warner Theater tickets for one of you listening. So make sure you are ready to dial in about 6 minutes. What can you tell me about Tom Papa?
He has been around for a minute. He's hosted a number of television shows as well. I mean, he's one of those guys that probably didn't get enough credit for how funny he is in terms of, you know, his national profile. Because, again, he's doing, like, I'm hosting the game show, or I'm hosting this kind of television program where there isn't as much room for him to be funny. Really, really accomplished stand-up, though. Sharp.
One of my favorite free agent fits all over 2 days, and certainly my favorite today, Derrick Henry to the Baltimore Ravens. We talked about this on the show yesterday, as a matter of fact. To me, there was just nothing that screamed louder that would be perfect than Derrick Henry. Can you imagine him lining up, having led the league in rushing attempts for the last 5 years, in the number one rushing backfield in the league, next to Lamar Jackson in the gun, and read option, where Jackson could keep and run, you know, 4-2-9 or whatever it is around the edge, trying to get up to speed for 23 miles an hour, or Derrick Henry's coming downhill at you and you better bring help to get him to the ground. Just a scary thought. Henry, the last 5 seasons, 1,500, 2,000, 900 when he only had 8 games, would have been on pace for close to 2,000. 1,500 and 1,160, and now he goes to Baltimore.
It's going to take about 3 or 4 games, but it's going to feel like he's always been in Baltimore to me. Like, that's the most Baltimore Ravens possible thing. They're so tired of their running backs coming up lame. I mean, the amount of injuries that running back position in Baltimore has suffered, because they've had a bunch of guys that try to complement that spread kind of quarterback running scheme that they've always had, even with multiple offensive coordinators, right? Whether it's, I'm blanking on the kid's name from Ohio State who has been healthy for 5 seconds. They always have
J.K.
guys.
Dobbins,
thank you. They always have guys hurt. So they're like, let's get a durable thumper to go next to Lamar Jackson. It's going to take a couple of games, but it'll feel like he's always been a Raven.
Speaking of them Ravens, Hon, Patrick Queen leaving Baltimore. I loved this signing for the Steelers today. I think it was 3 years and $41 million I saw for Patrick Queen. A lot of folks suggested he was coming to Washington. He was linked to Seattle as well, because I think everyone thought because Mike McDonald was there, he was just going to follow him to the Pacific Northwest. But he's staying in the division, arch rival, going to Pittsburgh. Queen was a disappointment for the first couple of years out of
LSU?
LS freaking U.
Take that, Ryan.
Go Tigers. Now 24 years old after year four. I think he's coming off his best year for sure, but the last 2 years, he's been pretty awesome. I think Roquan Smith unlocked him. And I worry a little bit. Now he's getting all the money to go be the bell of the ball. Like, how much of that was Roquan aided? But he was a second-team All-Pro and a Pro Bowler last year.
You kind of find what somebody does well, right? Having him be that dude that they let Roquan Smith be was a mistake, probably. Even though he made a lot of tackles his first couple of years, you're right, the playmaking stuff wasn't there. You saw an ascension once he had a running mate that maybe took some stuff off his plate.
Weird story over these last couple of days. So the Texans have traded for Joe Mixon, which is only odd because the report initially yesterday was that Joe Mixon was being cut. But obviously none of this is final. So the Texans may have gotten word doing their digging that another team had a better chance to sign him. So they ended up calling the Bengals and said, don't cut him, we'll trade for him. So after signing Zach Moss, I believe it was, the former Colt, to be their starter.
Had a big year last year.
The Texans have traded for Joe Mixon. They have two new running backs now. Devin Singletary leaving Houston to go to the Giants, where he'll be their starting running back because Saquon Barkley is in Philly with the Eagles.
Weird. I don't know. Reshuffling of the deck chairs there. I don't quite see all the upside for everybody. I mean, I know Cincinnati was out of the Joe Mixon business, feeling like he lost a step or two. So I guess you kind of traded in Joe Mixon for somebody that hasn't really been as productive as him. I'm not sure, but.
And lastly, speaking of the Giants, Brian Burns, man. I don't know what the Panthers were thinking. How do you only get a 2 and a 5 for Brian Burns? The Giants now have Kayvon Thibodeau and Burns coming off both edges. That is petrifying. Washington, you might need a tackle or two. I already feel terrible about Wiley at right tackle, but he's better than the current non-left tackle that they don't have.
He's better than the non-person.
Just maybe someone from the crowd each week. A tackle becomes that much more important in the division. Think about who you're going up against, like Micah Parsons with Dallas. Philadelphia just brought in Bryce Huff, who I really wanted, who could have 13, 14 sacks this year. Great pass rusher from the Jets. Awesome metrics. And then the Giants with not one but two studs on the outside now.
Yeah, you mentioned the Eagles. They're a year removed from one of the all-time sack seasons in league history.
Over 70.
Yeah, Giants are no slouches in that regard themselves, and you already mentioned it, the absolute beast in Micah Parsons. So, yeah, it's something you need anyway, let alone in this division.
All right, caller number 10 is promised. Congrats, you're going to win two tickets to see Tom Papa. Good Stuff Tour is live. Special taping Saturday, June 15 at Warner Theater. Two shows that night, 7 and 9:30 p.m. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. Call now, 800-636-1067. Charlie and Dave have a little spring training baseball coming your way at the top of
That'll
the
be
hour.
Nice.
Mackenzie Gore on the bump for the Nationals. Won't be long, my friend. I think like 2 weeks from now, you and I are going to be watching the Nats exhibition game, doing the red carpet show over there at the Wharf.
It is all happening, my friend. It feels like just yesterday. It's like, hey, pitchers and catchers are reporting. You blink your eyes, the season is around the corner.
Thanks for listening. For Darius, Ryan, and Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.